October 7th, 2017, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. Our Lady is first covered by two angel wings. They open, and she is dressed as Our Lady of Fatima. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. My dear children, I am sent here as always to bring change to the heart of the world and to redirect man's efforts towards peace and security. Human effort apart from God will never result in this much sought-after peace. 100 years ago at Fatima, God entrusted the peace of the world to my Immaculate Heart. You know now that my heart is holy love. Secure your peace by living in holy love. That is the path to conversion of the heart of the world. Each soul is a part of the heart of the world. Each soul determines the future of the world by his moment-to-moment choices. At Fatima, ecclesiastical approval was slow to come. This was a deterrent to belief. Many lives were lost in a war which I came to prevent as a result of this reluctance to accept my help. I pray you will not repeat this mistake here again. I warn you, reluctance to listen this time will result in something far more horrific than any war you have yet experienced on earth. Dear children, these are harrowing times, times when small decisions become great decisions, and great decisions are made to seem minuscule. Today, I come to you for your ongoing welfare. I come to remind you of the power of your prayers. One Hail Mary prayed from the heart has the power to convert a soul, stop a war, or unravel evil plans hidden in hearts. When your prayers are united with all the prayer recited in that moment around the world, one prayer has infinite power. Think then of the power of one rosary. Consider the effect of many rosaries prayed throughout the day. Do not allow Satan to discourage your prayer efforts. Celebrate the gift of the rosary today. Today I come specifically to draw the world into unitive prayer. This unitive prayer has the potential to uncover and reverse evil. When you begin to pray, say, "I unite my prayers to all the prayers being prayed around the world in this present moment. I take this collective prayer and use it as a barrier against the evil that is in hearts all over the world. I do not come to sensationalize the dangers of these times, but to unite you in an ongoing effort of prayer against evil. The Father's patriarchal blessing is given to you here today for the same reason. His efforts here are unprecedented. As so many have responded to my call to be here for this special blessing of God the Father, you will find changes in your lives, in your hearts, and in your own families. My children, you are holding the most powerful weapon in the world if you are holding the Rosary of the Unborn, for its merits far outweigh anything man could contrive of. God the Father will now impart to you his patriarchal blessing.